episode 653, No Task Left Behind.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day, ladies. I hope you're having a dynamite day because it is Monday, and that means you have the opportunity to set your week up for greatness. Every single thing that you do can be one stepping stone closer to where you want to be in life. Wouldn't that be cool that you could actually kind of like orchestrate that? Well, you can. It takes lots of work, lots of energy, and lots of effort, but you can do it. I believe in you. But today, you got to leave no task left behind. That's what we're chatting about. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I am so excited that you're here. I love seeing your smiling face. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to keep your life simpler so you can pursue your passion, purpose, and presence. What do you want in life? Where are you going? Do you love where you're at, or do you have bigger dreams? Do you have this life in front of you that's just calling out to you, saying, come on, it's so enticing. Maybe you've had it since you were a little girl. You can live out these big dreams, but you can't have any task left behind. I can tell you, for a long, long time, I was running my life on a to-do list. And it wasn't my to-do list. It was everybody else's to-do list. Are you running your life and adding stress because of your to-do list? Imagine what a day would feel like with no task left behind. What would that feel like to you? You would go to sleep knowing that all you needed to do was accomplished. And you would be all smiles. Wouldn't it be great just to be peppy when you go to bed instead of saying, oh my gosh, what a day. I have been waiting just to lay down and stop. Where are you? Maybe you're in the middle of that extreme. But think how it would feel if you had no task left behind. Plus, you might, listen to this one, you might even have a few minutes to do what you love. That means time left over. You've had like food leftovers, right? Where you have leftover for dinner. What about time? Bonus. It would be awesome, wouldn't it? For years, I operated under the law of distraction. It kept me and held me hostage. Whoever or whatever could grab the attention quickest got you. And oh, did they get me. There were many days I didn't even get to do what I needed to work on. And it had nothing even to do with my dreams, just what I had committed to do, my responsibilities, not necessarily as a mom, but within the community, within maybe other areas regarding my husband, or yes, to my children to a degree, but it was those last minute things like my friend would call up. And the next thing you know, 2 hours later, can you relate? And then you're like, well, where'd my time go? And when I homeschooled the children, it was easy because we would get up in the morning. And one thing we always did in homeschool is I would have them write every single day, whatever they wanted to write about. We started our day writing. I love that. And I would encourage you to do the same thing if you have time. Now, some of you may do it at night, but either way, whether you get it at the end, at the beginning, or both, bonus, writing is so important. And so I would start my kids off writing, and they could write about anything. I didn't give them necessarily a topic. And if they were stuck, I would give them a hint. So it would just be a starter. But it was for them to practice their penmanship, to practice sentences, to understand how things worked. And when they were really, really young, and they really didn't have a lot of letters to choose from in their writing capabilities, I had them draw. And so they would write what letters they may know. Like, let's say they're writing about a cat. So they may draw a kitty cat. And maybe they only knew two letters. And so they would write the two letters they really knew well, and I would help finish it off. And I know that may seem strange, but you see, that helped get them what? Going where they needed to go. I helped them avoid the law of distraction. But for me, oh my gosh, I was indulging myself in the law of distraction. Whoever needed me, man, I was there. If that telephone rang, this was before cell phones. Well, I should say cell phones like we use them now. We had cell phones back then when the kids were younger, but we didn't have the plans like they do now. Now we use them as if it's a landline, if you can remember that far back. And so, man, the phone rang, you're like, you picked it up. And if there was an email that came across, and it was usually on the desktop, because some of the stuff was coming through the phones, but not so much as they are now. And now, you know, you get an email, you get a text, you get a Snapchat, you get, it's just right there. It's like, hello, hello, hello. You probably get a distraction every 35 seconds, if not more. How many notifications do you have turned on? You're running your life by the law of distraction. Boundaries were not even an option for me. Now, the children had boundaries. I told you one, you know, we started our day riding. The hubby had boundaries. He had to be at work at a specific time so he could take care of his clients. But me, no. I operated off of everybody else's. Why? I was super mom. I was super woman. I could take on the world. I could get it all done. I did whatever I thought was best to focus on. And that meant that the law of distractions, well, they were going to win. And they won all the time. So where did that leave me? What did that leave me? It left me in a recipe for disaster. The disaster cupcake. Oh yeah, and I ate a lot of it. And not only did it begin to show on my hips, but it began to show in my heart. And I became frustrated more and operating under stress and fatigue and disappointment. Even probably falling into depression, but not knowing it or owning it. So when you're operating your life like that, what do you have left? Not much, but a to-do list. That's all you have left. And is that really what you call success? Oh, I've got this great to-do list. It's got 20 things listed on it every single day, and I might get to one of them. But look, I'm successful because I actually have a to-do list. Woohoo! You can't build a life of greatness when you are living by the law of distraction. I want you to be honest with yourself right now. Is that how you're operating your life? Are you trying to live a life of greatness by operating in the law of distraction? Because I really believe that's all we're doing. Whether it's the precious family, the Facebook, the Instagram, the emails, the friends, the TV, the Netflix, the YouTube, the text messages, the Snapchat. Oh my goodness, your job. Let's not forget dinner, lunch, and even church. I could go on and on and on. Oh, and then we've got what? The errands, the bank, the bills, the coffee shop. We can't forget the coffee shop because we need caffeine to survive our to-do list, right? Oh, and then there's the puppy dog. He too needs to do his business. The law of distraction is disastrous. And if you are allowing that to operate your life, no wonder you have always a to-do list. No wonder you feel unaccomplished. No wonder you're drowning. Or you feel like you're drowning in failure, not success. Today, you press pause. It's time to stop. Just breathe for a minute. Just breathe. I mean, I don't know about you, but I get worked up about this because I led my life like this forever. And I was trying to prove, probably honestly to everybody, that I could do it all. I could do it all over and over and over again. But it's time to get back. You and to gain back your priorities and begin to feel good about how you're living those minutes in your day. We all have 24 hours in a day. That's it. But how are you choosing to live them? Are you choosing to live those minutes based on the law of distraction? Or are you ready to hang that up? Tear it up, rip it up, burn it. No more with the law of distraction. And you're ready to say, okay, I'm in it to win it. This is my time. This is my time to shine. This is my light. This is my life. I want to live a life of greatness. How do I do that so I don't have this huge to-do list? I want the no task left behind. I want to feel like that. I want to go to bed knowing that what needed to be done got done. Knowing that I loved on everybody and served how I needed to without jeopardizing me, my health, well-being. Here is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Know what really matters. Know what really matters in your life, in what you're doing. I got to say that we probably don't know what really matters. Think about it seriously. Be honest with yourself. Be real, raw. Think back to when you stopped long enough to plan out your life. Maybe the last time you did was either for the birth of a child or your wedding day. Or maybe for a specific like 4-0 birthday or 3-0 or 1-6 for your child, sweet 16 or something like that. Unless if it hits this magnitude and this pinnacle of this has to be done because society says it has to be, we don't stop long enough to know what really matters. We don't plan it out. We're living in our mundane actions. We're just going through the motions. And we don't even know the motions we're going through. I was actually at the football concession stand working this weekend and doing it for our Music Boosters Club and supporting the football team and all. And I love doing that. And I ended up working a double shift and I took my two younger boys with me and they really honestly did not want to come. They're like, Mom, I don't want to do it. And the older of the two, he was like, Mom, you know, I don't like speaking in front of people. And he's very concerned about how he comes across with his speaking and his stuttering. And so that makes him very nervous. And I told him, I said, you know what, we're scheduled for the short, easy shift, the freshman game. And the freshman game is a little bit slower. And so you don't have to work the front. You can do stuff in the back, but I want you to come. I want you to spread your wings a little bit. And so this was kind of on his to-do list that I created for him. Thanks, Mom. I'm sure I know he really appreciated it. And my son, the youngest, was like, Mom, I really just want to go play with my friends. I'm like, nope, you're going to work. You're going to earn some service hours. It's important to serve, and you need to understand that. So off we went. And of course, we ended up serving and, you know, being there for two full shifts. We stayed for the freshman game and the varsity game and almost closed it completely out. As I was working the concession stand and I was doing a lot of behind the scenes stuff and it was cold and chilly, so we couldn't keep the hot chocolate going fast enough. I mean, I don't know how many hundreds of cups of hot chocolate we sold, but I was just watching all of these distractions coming. And we had these, you know, three areas, three different windows that were open. And within each window, we usually had two lines. So there were at least six lines at some point. And we had probably, at our crazy times, 10 people in each line. And that can get really chaotic, especially when you're dealing with the kids, right? Because the kids are like, I want it and I want it now. There's no time for waiting. And they get antsy. And then, you know, with hot chocolate, we couldn't keep it fast enough. So we had some waiting. It was just chaotic. Talk about the law of distraction. And that's how we operated almost that entire night. And I was thinking about it. I was like, gosh, we're living our lives this way. We're living our lives by distractions, anything that can grab my attention. But you can't live a life of greatness. You have to know what really matters in all circumstances. Now, obviously, when I was at that concession stand, I knew what really mattered. Serving the one right in front of me. That guest. That's what really mattered at that time. Nothing else did. If I couldn't get the hot chocolate made, I had to politely tell them, it will be 2 minutes. Please step to the side and I'll be happy to give you the first fresh cup that comes out. But that job right there that mattered at that point was to take care of the guest that stood in front of me. Know what really matters. What really matters to you in your life right now? Stop long enough and figure it out. Number one, ask yourself this question. What season are you in? Yes, for me at that point, I was in the season of serving. For that day, for those few hours. But I'm talking about bigger than just a time of, you know, one area of your life. I'm talking about a season. If you had to look at where you are right now, maybe you're in the season of health. Maybe you went to the doctors recently and you got back some test results and you've got some iffies showing up. And the doctor's saying you got to do some exercise. You need some intentional movement in your life. You need to step away from eating too much of those fried, fatty foods that you love so much. You got to stop eating out. You need to be eating real foods. And you're like, I just really don't want to do this. But you find yourself in the season of health. That's what you need to ask and figure out. Maybe you're in a transitional period. You've moved to a new area. Moving to a new area means what? You're getting to know people. So you're in the season of change. And so you reaching out to others, that's really your season. Getting to know the community. Figuring out where you're going to fit in. That's the season that you're in right now. What season are you in, number one? Number two, what outcome do you desire within the period of time that you're looking at? So maybe your season for your health, okay, for that example, let's say that's your season for the year. Because your health, yes, you can make some changes very quickly and rapidly within a short period of time. But the idea is what? You're creating long, sustainable, good habits. So you're having to destroy some old ones. And that takes time. So that season of health, it's probably going to be a year commitment at least to really get those habits going. So then you're not thinking about it anymore. It doesn't become your focus. You're just now living it, which is awesome. But when you decide that that season of health is a priority, what outcome do you desire within that period of time, within that year? What is it? Maybe it's truly just to eat healthy. Maybe it's to lose 10 pounds. But not really focus on the 10 pounds as it is to create some lean muscle. Because you're getting weak, you're getting older. And the doc says, I'm worried about osteoporosis here. So you need to start building some muscle. So number two, what outcome do you desire? What is it? And number three, pick your top three. Work from the top down. Your to-do list should not be full of 20, 25, 30 things to do. Your to-do list for the day, the no task left behind, to get to that point, you need only three things on there. And you're like, well, I've got three kids, so that means there you have it, I'm done. I can't do anything that I want to do. That's not what I'm talking about. These are the tasks that you want done over and above and beyond what you do as your regular daily responsibilities. You don't sit there and put on your to-do list to brush your teeth, to go to the bathroom, to fix dinner. Now, you may need to put reminders in there that you need to fix dinner or someone special's coming over. That goes on the calendar. I mean, if you're inviting the president of the corporation over to have dinner with you, then yes, that is a priority for that night. And that jumps up maybe two nights prior to, so you can prep for it. And you've got everything ready when you go grocery shopping. And then the day that you're cooking, you've got it all done. And then you've got the fresh stuff on the day that they're actually coming over. That does become one of the main shifts. But I'm not talking about, oh, I've got to run, you know, cute Susie Q off to dance and I've got to take Johnny Lee over to football practice. No. Those are normal daily responsibilities. I'm talking the tasks that you want to get done, that you really need to accomplish, whether you're building a business, whether you're staying at home and you are trying to run your household. You've got things that you need to do. You may need to get that linen closet done and cleaned out because fall is here, winter's approaching, and you're going to be shifting things around. You're going to be taking off all the summer stuff because it hasn't gotten cold real fast. And you're going to be making that transition. So you need to get out the old so you can bring in the stuff that you're going to save and you can take out the stuff that you need. Work from the top down. Pick your top three. Only work with top three. When you do this, no task will be left behind. This is what I do with coaching and masterminds that I work with. We work on strategies so they don't have any tasks left behind. So they get done what they want to get done within the season that they're in. They don't overwhelm themselves. And they begin to see that they are successful. They're building their greatness because you don't need a recurring to-do list to feel great. That's actually called self-sabotage. And if you're doing that to feel great, you're not going anywhere fast. So you want to stop it. Strategies have changed over time because technology has changed. And when your seasons change, so does your strategies. You're always changing. Remember, change is a constant. You need to start working in the law of adaptation and the law of flexibility. Two laws we'll discuss later. But it's time to leave that law of distraction behind. It's time to know what really matters. Maybe you're stuck a little bit. Maybe you're thinking, man, coaching or mastermind, that might be something I want. Then let's get on a discovery call together. Let's see if this is a right fit for you. Click on the link and let's start the conversation. We'll set up a time because I really do want to see you succeed. Now, with all of that, I got to leave you with this. A reminder, My Strength is My Story. The new series is coming and I need you for two reasons. Number one, I need you because maybe you have gone through a storm in your life and you've come out on the other side and you learned some very valuable lessons. And now you're feeling, gosh, if I could just share this with people, I know it would help someone else in the situation. I want to hear from you. Number two, maybe you're saying, oh my gosh, I would love to hear from this particular person. Or I've got a girlfriend who just recently wrote a book and I know she would love to share her story. Either one of those, I want to hear from you. Click on the link, My Strength is My Story. And there you will be taken to just a page. It's basically like an application. And you can put in there the guest request, the guest recommendations that you would like me to consider for this particular weekly series that we will be having on here for Create Your Now. And maybe you want to be a part of that series. Then you need to fill out the rest of the application so I can hear a little bit about your story and we can continue the conversation. You see, Create Your Now is all about you. Create your now, where you are in your life, not waiting for someone else to create it for you. That's not their job. They don't know what your dream is. They don't know your passion. They don't know what your purpose is. You do. So it's time you step it up. It's time that you step into your greatness. Create your now. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.